from the Health and Medical File this morning, about 250,000 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer this year. It is a very common event for men, and yet there is mounting evidence that many of those who have prostate cancer, have that diagnosis, are receiving treatments that they do not need. And not only is that costing a lot of money, by some estimates, some $58.7 million a year is what it says here in my notes, but also could actually be reducing their quality of life. We are joined this morning by Dr. Jerome Ritchie. He is Chief Medical Officer for Metamark Genetics. And Dr. Ritchie, why would we not want to treat any cancer diagnosis as aggressively as possible?
Well, you're absolutely correct, Chris, because some of these cancers are more slow-growing and may not need to be treated. But they are very common cancers. It's 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. If they have a family history, a father or a brother with prostate cancer, their likelihood is 1 out of 3. If they're African American, it's 1 out of 5. But even though prostate cancer is as common in men as breast cancer is in women, not all men with prostate cancer need to be treated.
So how do you know which ones do and don't need to be treated? I would imagine you're talking about how aggressive this cancer is. Is that the determining factor?
That's absolutely correct. So initially we have to discover that they have prostate cancer, and this is where screening with PSA and digital rectal examination is important.
Certainly.
If somebody has an abnormal blood test, they end up getting a biopsy. The biopsy then goes to the pathologist who can tell us whether there's prostate cancer. If there is prostate cancer, then they put a Gleason grade on the cancer that goes from 5 to 10. Higher numbers like 8, 9, and 10 are very aggressive. Those clearly need to be treated. About 3/4 of the biopsies, though, and this is about 200,000 biopsies a year, fall into that intermediate group of Gleason's 6 or 7. Those are the patients that may or may not need treatment. And this is where additional tools may be helpful in helping to decide whether a patient should be treated or not.
Well, and that's what I want to get to, too, because how do we determine what numbers those are and what the proper way forward is? Because I'm thinking this is not something you want to get wrong.
Absolutely. It's a very challenging situation. The urologist will look at the PSA level, the age of the patient, the health of the patient, the amount of cancer that's in there, the Gleason score, and all of that helps give an idea, but it's still not perfect. And this is where we're finding that additional information can give us the power to change our diagnosis. There's a tool that we have at Metamark called ProMark that looks at the proteins in that biopsy. And instead of saying, well, you have a 27% risk of having aggressive disease, this may change it to 10%, where follow-up would be very good, or 40 or 50%, where you clearly should be treated.
So it's basically bringing all of this into clearer focus, so there's less guesswork.
Exactly. It's not perfect, but these are new technologies that can help because all of these treatments have side effects. Radiation has side effects. Surgery has side effects, but we don't want to miss the opportunity to cure somebody who needs to be treated.
Right. And that's, again, what I was going to ask, because I'm sure this is something that you hear quite often as a doctor, and it's a valid question, I suppose. Better safe than sorry. Why not treat it as aggressively as possible? What's the downside to over-treating? It seems, like I said, better safe than sorry would be a prudent mindset here.
Ordinarily with cancers, that's the case. But all of these treatments have significant side effects. Surgery is a major operation. Men are in the hospital a day or two, recovery for about 3 to 4 weeks. It can affect urinary control. It can affect erections. Radiation therapy can be used, but also can affect urinary control and erections. So if somebody needs to be treated, we want to treat them while the cancer is contained in the prostate because there the cure rate is very high. If we wait and it's already outside the prostate, we can slow it down, but we can't cure it. This is why it's important to try to decide, is it good to follow somebody or should they be treated?
What would you say to, like we said, about 250,000 new cases are going to be diagnosed this year. So what would you say to a patient who is facing that new diagnosis? What should they know? What questions should they be asking of their doctor at this point?
The first question is, how aggressive is the tumor? Do I need to be treated? If I'm going to go on active surveillance, what does that entail? And it doesn't mean ignoring things. It means periodic blood tests, periodic biopsies to be certain that we're not missing a more aggressive tumor. But the questions to ask the doctor are, what's the right treatment for my particular stage of disease? What are the risks of these treatments? What are the options in terms of following it versus treating it? And every man is going to have to make that decision in conjunction with their doctor. This is something that needs to be a shared discussion.
You bring up a good point, too, and I want to underscore this, is that if it's decided that the best course of action is to simply monitor the situation rather than treat aggressively, if, as the patient, you notice any kind of a change or something out of the ordinary, you definitely need, just because you're not aggressively treating it doesn't mean that you don't need to be paying very close attention to this, right?
Absolutely. And because prostate cancer has no specific symptoms, this is why the screening is very important.
Yeah.
Patients need to know that they should get a blood test, they should have a rectal examination, probably begin age 50 to age 75 for most men, unless they have a family history or are African American. Because if you don't know this and you wait until it's too late, then we can't cure it.
Yeah, don't mistake the high cure rate and even the fact that in some cases treatment involves simply monitoring rather than an aggressive treatment. Don't mistake that for being saying that this is no big deal. We're still talking about the big C.
Absolutely, and there are very great websites for information about this, the American Cancer Society, the American Urological Association. Our website at Metamark Genetics has an excellent patient information section, and I would encourage patients to go there and learn more about this disease.
We will link up to that on our webpage so folks can access that quickly. Again, Dr. Jerome Ritchie is Chief Medical Officer of Metamark Genetics with us this morning. Dr. Ritchie, thanks very much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Chris. Goodbye.